Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers, the Wake Up Call Coach here, and welcome to another Mama Truth Show. Today, this week, we are going to talk about potty training and puberty, WTF. Okay, now, if you listen to my last show with the amazing Anna, who is a researcher at Cal Berkeley, who does research on the effect of puberty on the brain, and we were talking on the show about how what our children go through, you know, from around age 2 to 3 and the cascade of hormones that happen in their brain is very similar to the cascade of hormones, like in the intensity. Obviously, it's a different set of hormones, but the intensity of going through puberty. And it dawned on me when I was actually sitting in this class on puberty that I went and took that Anna actually led for parents at the school that I have Annabella at. It dawned on me, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going through both simultaneously. I have a 3-year-old and I have a 9.5-year-old. So my 3-year-old, God bless it, I would say we are finally to the other side of potty training. Lord have mercy. Mamas, let me tell you, it wasn't pretty. It was rough. Ooh, baby. Yeah, it was a lot. So I will tell you that. And I just think it's so funny that I've been going through I have one that's at the beginning of puberty and one that has been doing potty training simultaneously. And I feel like there is this profound lesson about control in it. And I was actually looking back to when Annabella, my oldest daughter, was potty training. I wrote a blog post called Surrender and Adventures in Potty Training, something like that. And I talked about the whole thing of surrendering and how much parenting is about surrendering and motherhood is about surrendering. And it really is about getting like, I can't make my child poop in the potty. I can't make them pee in the potty. I can't make them eat. I can't make them sleep. Like, I can't make my kids do any of these things. And not that I can't have boundaries around it. That's not what I'm saying. But you get what I'm saying. Like, I can force Evie Rose to sit on the potty, but I can't actually literally make her push poop and pee into the potty, right? We know this. We know this as moms. And yet, when we're faced with it, when we're in those moments of it, like, all that I want to do is be like, child, let the pee out. Let the poop out. Like, what is the deal here? And the more I took it on, the more Evie resisted. Now, I'll back up a little bit with Evie because I will tell you that we did some potty training stuff when she was around 2.5 years old, and you know, it was going fine. She was resisting it. She was holding in a little bit, and then she got a UTI, a urinary tract infection. And so then all bets were off, and I was like, dude, let's just go back to diapers. You know, Annabella, who's 9.5 years old, has never been on antibiotics. And I was like, get the antibiotic, because she was screaming when she peed. It was horrible. I will tell you, it was horrible. And I so we completely went back to diapers and went all the way back. And then when she was around 3 years old, she said, I want to wear bigger undies. Great. And we kind of seized the moment and went with it. And that was like a couple months ago, and we're just on the other side of it now. And the thing that I realized the most was that I needed to mind my own effing business. Can you feel me? That I needed to let her do it her way, because she's 3. She knew where the potty was. She knew how to pull her pants down. She knew how to go pee pee and poop in the potty. She'd had many times of success. And the more I tried to take charge and either, you know, it's just like trying to make it part of the routine, like, okay, let's go potty. We got to get da, 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 da. And then it would turn into no. And the more I hovered, the worse it got. And, you know, I'm like teaching this stuff around compassion and all this stuff. Oh my gosh. And it was so stressful, mamas. I have to tell you, like, super duper stressful. And I really realized, as when I would go into my meditation practice and I'd be like, please, inner wisdom, what do you got for me around this? And every time it was like, let it go, Amy, let it go. And so there literally would be times when I would be sitting next to Evie and she'd be rocking back and forth because she had to pee so bad. Also knowing that she had had a UTI once and being like, oh my God, I do not want this child. And just having to button my mouth and distract myself as much as possible and not say a word about it. And the more I did that, the more she took charge of it and the more she did her thing. And then the big transition happened because I said something about, she'd been talking about moving to a big girl bed because she was still in her crib. And I finally said, do you want to move into your big girl bed? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, so really it's really good for you before you go in your big girl bed to use the potty before you go in it, because it's a lot harder to clean the big girl bed than it is the crib if you have an accident. And so we took away diapers for nighttime. We took away diapers for everything and just said, okay, you got this, kid. And when we made that transition to the big girl bed, all of a sudden she was fine with the potty. And I think it was like one of those symbols of us being like, especially me, because of course I was the one that was stressing out about it way more than Rob was stressing out about me stressing out, but I was stressing out about it so much of just being like, you've got this. I trust you. You've got this. You're a big girl. You got it. And suddenly, you know, like every morning, I just don't eat. Now I like have so surrendered about it and do trust her legitimately, because she's gone through nights and nights now with no accidents, and she's, you know, making it to the potty on time and peeing and pooing normally and kind of on a little schedule and all that stuff. But it's her, like this was her independence. So this is the phase that I've been going through with my 3-year-old. And then there's my 9.5-year-old who's in the beginning stages of puberty. And as I learned last week, and if you listened to the show, you learned, you know, most kids between 8 and 10 start the cascade of hormones for puberty. And, you know, so then there's this whole other way that Annabella's wanting to become independent from me and individuate from me and really be able to make her mark and really be more grown up. And then, of course, there's always that like 2 steps forward, 1 step back, where she has other ways in which things are showing up. But what a trip to be in the midst of both of those phases and to get that the surrender, and the more I can mind my own business, the better. And so I hand that over to you today, mamas. How can you mind your own business when it comes to your kids? And how can we mind our own business? Like there's, I put a meme up the other day that is, nothing will bring you greater peace of mind than minding your own business. And I think that's so true, that we can take on things for our children. We can take on their relationships with their friends, take on their homework as if it's ours. When in reality, our job is to let them take the reins and support them and be around and set boundaries and create all these healthy things, of course. But it's also for us to let go and to trust them and to remind them that we're here and to say, let me know if you need help. That is such a gift that we can give our kids, whether they're potty training or in puberty. So keep minding your own business, mama, and let me know how it goes. I always love hearing from you. You can check me out on Instagram at Amy Ehlers and on Facebook at facebook.com/Amy Ehlers Coach. And with that, I am sending you off with so much love. Keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, the biggest compliment you can give us is to share the Mama Truth Show with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast at iTunes. And make sure to visit mamatruthcircle.com to become part of our free community of soulful mamas. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.